Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
PECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. So stoked because ever since things went bluey in the housing market back in 09, we called Todd and said, look, I think a lot of us don't know what to do with our money. And so Todd was like, sure, I'd be glad to come on. And the good folks at BECU.org, they let Todd come to us every once in a while and talk to us. If you don't know about BECU, it's a great credit union. And it is open to people outside of the world of Boeing. It used to be something that only Boeing got to take advantage of. Right. Now, if you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, you can be part of BECU. Mm-hmm. And again, BECU.org. And Todd, because a lot of folks, you know, they go to banks, they see credit unions. They go, what is the difference?
The difference is you own the credit union. So at a bank, they have stockholders, right? Their stock is publicly traded. So the decisions and everything they do is going to be what's going to move that stock price. How are we going to make the most money? We reverse that, and we're looking at how can we give more back to our members, because at the end of the day, it's our members' money. So anything we bring in, by default, will go back to the member, either in better rates, new ATMs, new branches, technology, the mobile app, you name it. So it's really about the member and the decisions we make.
So I can do at a bank, but mm-hmm. instead, the bank, you guys are thinking about me mm-hmm. at the end of the day.
And actually more, because credit unions work together, so we network with each other. So just because you're a BECU member, you can use most other credit unions' branches and ATMs as well.
In other states and everything like that.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so people think that they have to give up access and convenience when they belong to a credit union, and it's actually, in most cases, just the opposite.
That's pretty cool, man. BECU.org if you want to get all the information. Plus, there's so much free advice you can get that BECU helps you out with. And that's why Todd is here, because, you know, managing your money, making money, living, it's all part of this American experience that they don't teach us very much about. So the fact that you guys do what you do and that you're here to help out with anybody's questions. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I just got a text that says, Tom, I'm about 2 months away from paying off my car. I don't have a credit card because of prior issues. Is it good for my credit score to not having no debt?
Yes and no. You have a credit score if he has a car loan, so that is being reported, and assuming that's being reported, he's making the payments on time. I guess I would say pull your credit score, see what it is, see if it's satisfactory, see if that reporting that car is enough to get, you know, your credit score is good enough, then you don't have to necessarily add more debt if it's good. But having a credit card is not a bad thing if you pay it off every month, keep your balances low, which we've talked about many times.
And he said he doesn't have a credit card because of past issues, but Todd, whatever those issues are, probably the worst thing it could be is you didn't pay a credit card off, you went bankrupt. Mm-hmm. There are ways to still get a credit card, right? Even if mm-hmm. you've been through something like that.
Yeah, you may have to get what's called a secured credit card, and that's essentially where you'll put like $200 up into as security for a $200 credit limit. Then after a year or so of paying that off, then you usually can get that released. So he may have to go the secured route. I'm assuming that even if he had that car loan, his credit may still be not as where it needs to be.
And times have changed, Todd, because I remember my dad raised me, and, you know, he was right, but I didn't listen because, you know mm-hmm. what, why would you listen to your father? You know what, I'll do what I want.
Yep.
But he was like, don't ever have credit cards. Don't have debt. If mm-hmm. you can, you know, pay your house off as quickly as you can. It's the only big debt you should have. Keep your car as long yeah. as you can. Be debt-free. But really, yeah, being debt-free is nice, but you still, like, you need some sort of credit in some way, unfortunately. You just can't be a guy that doesn't have any debt.
But I think there's a difference, though, of having debt and managing debt.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So
yes.
You can have a credit card, but you pay it off every month, right? Or you as you spend it, you just keep paying it. So you have that line of credit out there. You're getting the good behavior reporting, but you're not paying any interest. You're not carrying a balance month to month. That's the difference. If you start to carry it month to month, that's not a good thing. It's not a great kind of debt to have.
And what did you say? There was a percentage of whatever a credit line they give you, there's only a percentage you should spend each month?
The optimal is 10% or less. So if you have a $1,000 credit limit, you want to make sure that balance on your statement, that's usually when it's reported to the bureaus, would be $100 or less in that example. It's okay to go 25 to 30, but I wouldn't go any higher than that. So there's correlation between the highest credit scores and the highest credits. People that with the highest credit scores have a balance on a monthly basis of 10% or less.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, ever since you told me that, because I have a credit card where I get to use it for miles, mm-hmm. So that
as do I, yeah.
And the trouble is that, I'll put a lot on there because, again, but you're right, if I spend more than that 10%, so I find myself having to send money mm-hmm. to my credit card company more than I owe just to make sure that I don't have that balance, yeah. Which is a little crazy. People look at me and go, wait, you only owe like $200. Why are you sending them $400? It's like, well, because I want to make sure I don't go over my percentage.
I do the same thing. And it's so easy with mobile banking these days, right? Did it last night. Shoot some more. Sometimes my account will actually be negative. I mean, they'll owe me money, right? Just because I know.
Yes.
Does that make sense? But that's okay.
You should send a repo man to them to get that money.
It is the world we live in because we need these credit scores. These FICO scores mean so much. I mean, I don't know if they meant that much back when my dad was teaching me, right. But they sure as heck now
they do. I mean, insurance companies use your score to determine how much you can pay in your auto insurance or homeowners insurance as well, employment, you name it. So
I brought the repo thing because someone and the credit thing because someone has a text. I had a repo about a year ago, and I was wondering what the best way is to start rebuilding my credit. As I know, it'll stay on my report, but it'll take a while to rebuild it.
Mm-hmm. You have to go with a secured credit limit.
That too.
Yep. So a secured credit card is probably the best way to go about that.
You can't come back from it. I mean, I had a buddy that went fully bankrupt, mm-hmm. and he owed a lot of money. And now his credit score is in the 800s. Yeah. I mean, it took him the 11 years, 15 years?
10 years.
10 years, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you think like, oh, my God, this is the worst thing that could happen to me. Mm-hmm. But, man, he rebuilt it. He's back up into the 800s. He's almost as high as you can get.
Yep. It goes away, but it takes time, to your point, right? But as the years go by, it gets further in the rear view mirror. So as you get 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 years, it'll consistently get better.
Somebody says, I'm interested in hearing about spousal IRA. My wife is a stay-at-home mom, and I heard it was mentioned one time mm-hmm. on one of your spots.
Yeah, absolutely. If your spouse doesn't work and doesn't have a 401k, she can contribute and open up an IRA. So you can give her money as well, $5,500 if you're under 50 and $6,500 if you're over 50.
And what is there a tax implications with that?
It's the same thing. So you could do depending on your income, you could do the regular IRA or the Roth IRA. So you could open up that IRA, and then that money would be tax deferred.
How long has that been a thing? Because my wife didn't work for the longest time. I never even thought of doing that for mm-hmm. her. Is that new or has that been around
a
while?
No, it's been around.
God, I'm an idiot.
As long as I know of, yeah.
Maybe you should listen to the radio station every once in a while and hear Todd talking about it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, Mr. Money. I know you.
Right.
I know you do everything Todd says you're supposed to do.
Well, we have a very important question for Todd.
All right. Again, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999 if you have a question for Todd Peach.
Lakewood Larry wants to know, do you hear Yanny or Laurel when we play this audio clip?
Oh, yeah. This is a big controversy.
I know. We were talking about it earlier. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah.
Laurel.
Laurel.
So you
what the hell?
Steve's the only one.
That's because Steve's got good hearing. The rest of us have hearing loss. That's not
Laurel.
That's
Yanny.
It's Laurel.
Listen.
Yanny.
Oh, that's so bizarre.
Yanny.
We're hearing you say Yanny, but he's saying Laurel. That is the most bizarre thing.
All I hear is Laurel. I mean, Yanny.
That's right. You'll hear Laurel.
Yanny.
Yanny.
Yeah, we're hearing Laurel, dude.
Yeah,
I'm hearing you say Yanny while he's saying Laurel. It sounds like there are two different words being said.
How about I'll slow it down?
Yanny.
Yanny.
Yeah, that and the slow down is Yanny.
One more time?
Yanny.
I hear both.
I hear Yammy.
Yeah, I hear Yammy and Laurel now.
Yanny.
I hear Yorl and Yammy.
Huh. What?
Yeah, I actually heard Yorl this time.
Laurel.
I don't know how you guys hear Laurel in that.
I don't know how you hear Yanny in that.
I don't either.
Right? I mean, Todd, do you hear any semblance of Yanny in that
weird.
At all?
No, not in the first
one. I know. It's so bizarre.
Did you all, like, meet up before and said, hey, we're going to mess with Steve all morning?
Does anybody in the other room, Sarah, Joe, Chris, do you guys hear Yanny or Laurel? You all Laurels?
You all hear Laurel.
Wow.
Like, they're all holding up L's because they're losers. Oh, they're Laurel.
Laurel.
I'm the only one that hears Yanny.
And they're saying that,
maybe you're the only genius in the room.
Thank
Steve.
You. Yeah. Thank
don't,
you, Todd.
Don't play the zero. No, calm down, Todd.
Todd is smart with money and smart with personality evaluations.
Dude, you played music your entire life, and yet they're saying that people that can't hear Yanny are the ones that have hearing issues. Like, they can't hear on the high spectrum so well.
And I've got ringing in my ears, just like you, and I have hearing damage, I would imagine, because sometimes I can't hear crap. But I hear
Laurel.
Yanny.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Wow. He even labeled it in his box Yanny, even though it's Laurel.
Because it's not Laurel, it's Yanny.
Wow. That is pretty crazy.
Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
All right, Lisa has a question. Lisa in Lakota, you're on with Todd from BECU.org. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi there. I have a quick question. My husband and I are selling our house, and we want to know what to do with the equity that we're going to be getting back from our house, because we're going to build a house. So what's the best place to put it in the meantime while we're building?
Okay, where are you going to live in the meantime?
In a trailer.
Oh, yeah, good for you. Congratulations.
That'll save
trailer
a little bit.
Trailer trash, you know.
Save a little bit of money.
Hey, before we get to anything, Lisa, what do you hear? Do you hear Yanny or Laurel?
Laurel.
Laurel.
Wow, Steve, you're the only one out of everybody that hears Yanny. That's
I will
nuts.
Find my Yannies.
All right, find your Yanny people.
So to answer your question, Lisa, you're going to obviously need the money in the short term, so you're going to want to keep that safe. So I would say, how long is it going to take to build your house?
We're planning on a year, roughly.
Okay. So I would just throw it into a short-term money market. It's all insured, assuming it's less than $250,000.
Okay.
And it's not going to make a ton of interest, but the intent is it's not going to lose any money either. So it's going to be there for you.
I have another question that might be helpful to Lisa. Todd, how long can you keep money you sell from a house before you've got to pay the capital expenditures tax or whatever? Don't they give you a window that you can take the money and put it into another house without having to pay a tax on it?
I believe it's 2 years. But
okay.
But don't quote me on that one. But
check that out, Lisa, because you may not have to pay tax on the money you put into the new house as long as a CPA would know.
Yeah. So in other words, if you're selling, you have, I believe it's a 2-year window to buy another property without paying the capital gains, assuming you have capital gains on your sale. Yeah.
Okay. And if we put it into a short-term money market, is there any penalty for taking portions of it out?
No, it shouldn't be, because you're going to report the sale of your home and then the purchase of the new home. So,
well, short-term money market, that she means just taking money out of the short... Isn't it just like a regular money market, like an account?
You could take it out anytime.
Yeah, you can take that out anytime, Lisa.
Yeah, and it's not going to earn you a ton of interest, just to be aware of that, but that's not our goal here either. So.
Yeah, really, won't get... Honestly, you'll be surprised. Like, you might get a dime. You might get 20 cents interest. It's ridiculous.
It's about 0.5% now. A little over 0.5%.
Oh, it's going up. Hey, we're moving on up, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck, Lisa. By the way, congratulations on selling the house,
because
I mean, selling the house now is a good time. I'm kind of, if I had a place to go, I'd do it. That's the problem, is like they say, buy, sell high.
Stay at your daughter's place. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Wow, that just happened.
Laurel.
Okay.
Whammy.
Yeah. Okay, whammy. All right. Well, anyway, the time is, again, as it flies by with Todd. But, you know, if you have more questions for Todd, you can always email him. We have him right on KISW.com. Just scroll down. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. Or you can go to BECU.org. They got a lot of info there, too. Todd, it's good seeing you, buddy.
Thanks. Thanks, BJ.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.